USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters keep rising, and so does the death toll from Hurricane Florence. At least 32 people have been killed by the storm since it made landfall last week. Most fatalities in the Carolinas, where heavy rain has caused major flooding across both states. Among the big winners at the Emmys last night, Game of Thrones. For Outstanding Drama Series, the show producer is D.B. Weiss.
Writing for these actors behind us is the honor of a lifetime, but we didn't invent these characters. That was George R. R. Martin. We could not have, the show could not be without the mad genius of George. Thank you for letting us take care of your people.
Author George R. R. Martin was on hand for the awards ceremony last night. The White House announcing plans for a 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The confirmation process for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is still on hold as there's a big hearing set for Monday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
But with all of it being said, we want to go through a full process. I have great confidence in the U.S. Senate.
President Trump defending his pick for the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh. He is denying an allegation of sexual assault made by a woman from more than 30 years ago. There will be a public hearing on the Hill come Monday.
And then their procedures and what they're doing, and I think that's probably what they're going to do. They'll go through a process and hear everybody out.
On the left, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer weighs in.
For too long, women have made serious allegations of abuse and have been ignored or dragged through the mud. It would be a disgrace if this body and our fellow Republicans let that happen.
Again, that report from our own Robin Walensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump is clearing the way to publicize some documents from the Russia investigation. The White House announcing yesterday that Trump has ordered the declassification of a surveillance warrant for ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Investigators were looking into Page's ties to Russia. Trump also ordering the release of text messages related to the Russia probe from former FBI agent Peter Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, a former FBI lawyer. Texts from former FBI Director James Comey and ex-FBI Chief Andrew McCabe, or Deputy Chief Andrew McCabe, will also be made public. American military officials say Syrian forces accidentally shot down a Russian plane during an Israeli missile attack. Syrian anti-aircraft artillery batteries were trying to intercept Israeli missiles that were launched towards the capital city of Latakia on Monday when the Russian maritime patrol plane was struck. Russia's backing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in that country's long-running civil war. And the power is back on in New Orleans after a cat knocked out electricity to more than 7,000 homes and businesses. It happened yesterday morning. Energy New Orleans says the cat wandered into a substation and caused a flash by touching some equipment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.